It's Thursday, April 9th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The work-from-home tools, Zoom, Google Meet, and Microsoft Skype News, Extreme Networks with a great program for partners, and Windows 10X and Microsoft Physical Events. Not this year. This is the business of tech. Let's do some updates on all of our work-from-home tools. First off, the Zoom backlash continues. Google has announced they're banning Zoom for official use, although it's important to observe that they have a competitive product. Zoom has also set up a CISO council and brought on former Facebook CSO Alex Stamos as an outside advisor, as well as rolling out quickly product updates, including hiding meeting IDs on screen and making it easier for hosts to find security features. Meanwhile, Google's competitive product just got renamed. It's now called Google Meet rather than Hangouts Meet. Finally, Microsoft has been promoting their new Meet Now feature in Skype, which allows for an on-demand video rooms. So why do we care? It's likely providers are getting questions about which product to use and what the privacy concerns mean. Google continues their tradition of having confusing naming conventions, which certainly doesn't help. We know security is a spectrum. There's nothing that's absolutely secure, and it's about implementation and execution. Some security researchers have been praising Zoom for their rapid response to the pushback, and Zoom themselves likely know they have a very small window to gain back customer confidence. Execution matters, but so far they do appear to be responding well. For most users, leveraging the capabilities in the existing Zoom software is likely all they need to do, although specific security needs will vary. Remember, that's your value, tech providers. Extreme Networks has announced it's offering credit lines with 0% interest to some partners to help with cash flow. The vendor is also extending certification and specializations until September, and it will make exceptions on further training linked to financial incentives. So why do we care? This is exactly the kind of cash management option that providers need. They have the ability to offer ways to ease the pain for customers and partners, and they've done it. I hope the example is useful to cite for others considering options. Reports from within Microsoft are indicating that any Windows 10X devices will not be released in calendar year 2020. These are internally based reports, also indicating that the Surface Neo will slip into 2021 as well. Additionally, the company has indicated that all of its events will be virtual till the middle of 2021. So why do we care? In a time when change isn't welcome, the delays here aren't a bad thing. This is one more thing to not have to worry about. Any variety of windows being created is something new to support and manage, and this buys everyone time. On the events front, the rule is cash is king. How many are really going to want to travel and participate in physical events in the next 6 to 12 months? If you're an attendee or a business owner who participates, not sponsors these kinds of events, is this something you're considering? I'd really like to know. If I'm conserving cash, all non-essential expenses are cut. An easy cut is these kinds of activities. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you're really liking the content, you can support us directly by signing up at patreon.com/MSPradio. Anybody who signs up during our launch offer will get a private video question answered as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there on Patreon to get additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and continue to support the production of The Business of Tech. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Brief today, but that's okay. Being focused really matters. Looking forward to hearing from you, particularly on that event question. Reach me at dave@mspradio.com, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.